He had so many days, the Lord allowed him to have him out there so many days in a year. Well, when he went out there and they come as pulling this on him two or three times, you know, and one day he says, "I'm going to break him today." He got out there and they got up there and sat down and they began to tell jokes, you know, and stop the others, you know. And they was trying to work. Papa would say, "Come on, boy, let's do so and so." They'd start off, you know, work a little bit. And directly they'd swim up and drop out, you know. Man was still working. He says, "Hey, you fellas down there's working." He says, "Come on up here." And he went up there and says, "What you want?" And my daddy's name Andy. He says, "Andy, what you want?" He says, "Come on, sit down." I said, "Man, let's get this road done. I want to plow tomorrow." And, "Sit down," I said. "Every one of you sit down until them others get ready to do their part. I've got so many days and I'm going to keep you out here that many days till we get this road fixed." They sat there a few minutes and they got up and said, "Boy, let's go." And you fell in there and you have the best worked up roads of anybody in that country.
Right.
And that's where you worked it. Says, "Come on, sit down here till they get all ready to work, all of them get ready, and then we'll all go."
How many miles would they have to...
I don't recollect. Not too many.
Mm-hmm.
The sickness settled in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had so many men to work on it, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the way they worked, with a pick, shovel, and axe.
Wonder if you could do that today, huh?
Couldn't find nobody to use a pick now.
I've heard the word neighborhood road. Now, is that a neighborhood road or is...
Well, yeah, that's a neighborhood road. It's one that's not worked, or neighborhood roads, one's not worked by contract, you see. It's just kept up by the people that own there or individual family. Mm-hmm.
Now, would the road where your father was overseer, would that be a neighborhood road? Or?
Well, it's kind of a neighborhood, but it's a public road, you know. Mm-hmm. And everybody traveled it. It just went from one neighborhood to another.
Mm-hmm.
See, didn't nobody go nowhere then unless you just went to the gym or Neil, Gristmill or something or other,
mm-hmm.
or go to church or another. That's all. You didn't have nothing to haul. Way back there, I recollect the first hauling, public hauling I ever seen done. My uncle up there was making cross ties, or having them made down in the bottom out of Cypress. And he hired some wagons to haul them for him. First thing that I ever seen hauled for the public was cross ties.
All right. And he made them out of Cypress?
Cypress.
Mm-hmm.
They had a land down in the bottom there, in Chorley Bottom, and long, tall cypress, and man, I don't know, he made a lot of them up there. And he was hauling some himself one day and got him a brake and put on the first brakes ever was on a wagon. He got one of them. He said, instead of the running gear back, as you call it, and his feet hanging on in front of that. First thing you know, he hooked a little stump with his toe and broke his leg.
Right.
I was a boy, but I can recollect it. My daddy was hauling too.
Mm-hmm. Where do they haul the cross ties?
They haul them over to Waitside now on the railroad. They stacked them up on the side of the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
The railroad men come along and took them up.
Do you happen to remember the name of the railroad in those days?
Frisco.
Was it in those days?
Right there, Waitside, between Pottscamp and Hollow Spring. Nothing that now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there used to be a store there and a house, too.
But I was wondering if you called it the Frisco in those days.
I reckon it was Frisco, first time I ever knew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll bet those ties are still there. If you had a small road that goes off the main road, what did you used to call that then? In other words, what I'm wondering is, did you ever use the words like byway or lane or...
Well, I've heard different things, but I don't recollect.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't recollect.
And if you drove...
Well, certain roads are designated as public roads, but maybe be one or two, three families down here. Now that's where your neighborhood road comes in. two or three families down here that wasn't a public road, then there's a neighborhood road. And you had to work that yourselves. The three individuals lived on that, or two, or whatever it was. If you got any work done, you done that yourself. Mm-hmm. Still, you had to put in your time on the public road so many days a year.
Mm-hmm. And in the first place, they were all just dirt roads, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you tell me?
If they'd seen a rock in the road, they'd throw it away.
what was the next step in getting rid of the dirt roads? What kind of road did they build then?
Well, the next step in the better road business was they made a little old, some homemade, in my neighborhood, some homemade blades, and they put a tongue in it, and got a piece of metal and sharpened it and put it on there for a blade, and two mules pulled it. And they dragged the road through that thing and kind of ditched just a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do much. That's before they got wheel graders, you know. Mm-hmm.